When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag My Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for coming back.
Yes, thank you so much for being here and letting us be all up in your ear canals.
All up in your grill.
Ear canals. Like a cotton bud that shouldn't be there. Mm. Don't push them in. It just pushes the wax in. Don't do it.
I've been using them loads recently.
In your ears?
Yeah. All the time.
The hell do you...
But what else?
You're telling me this for the first time on the podcast?
Well, I don't understand, because isn't it you're not meant to put anything in smaller than your elbow?
Well, I think we've said this before.
Yeah, what are you meant to do? Just have manky ears all the time?
Or be really flexible and have massive ears where you can just put your elbow in.
The BFG.
He did have big ears.
He did have massive,
disproportionately massive ears, as if he didn't have enough going on.
I was terrified of the BFG when I was a kid, you know.
Really?
Did you not think someone was just going to come in your window? It was really scary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, weirdly, reading back a lot of the Roald Dahl books.
Yeah.
Roald. His name was Roald, you know.
I know, I would just call him Roald.
Roald. Yeah, everyone all goes Roald. Roald Dahl. It's because that second D of Dahl, he sort of... you know, swallows the first day.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the books. Mm. Some of them are absolutely mental. There's one of them, George's Marvelous Medicine. I read it to Robin the other day. Mm. His nana's a fucking dick.
I can't remember what happened in that one.
Oh, his nana's just like an absolute dick.
She's poisoning him.
No, he poisons her.
Oh.
So his nana like is in the house and he's got to look after her. Spoiler alert, everyone.
And, listen, don't turn this off if you've never read it.
To my fury, I was listening to Shag My Annoyed the other day and they gave away the engine to a fucking 50-year-old book. That I've been waiting to read that my whole life.
Chris, somebody will.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, right, what happens in George's Marvelous Medicine?
He
poisons his nana.
Yeah, he goes around, makes all this medicine, and she grows really tall. She grows right up into the sky.
Right.
And then they do it with a chicken, and they do it with loads of things, and then they run out of medicine and they try and do it again, and then they give one to his nana and she shrinks and disappears.
But what, is she nasty to him?
She's a total, like, I actually changed some of the words that she says to him as I was reading them, because it was absolutely horrendous. And I was like, I can't have Robin going and saying that at school.
Yeah. I mean, he's already loving the word stupid at the minute.
Stupid is
everything,
flying out.
Everything is like, he does it under his breath because he knows he's not meant to say it. And he'll go like, Mummy, you're such a stupid little idiot. And I'll be like, right, okay, stop that.
Yesterday he said, stop singing, you stupid singer. Which I did agree with, I'll be honest with you. I didn't check him for that because that is.
We had a falling out in the car the other day. You weren't there. Because we're loving Encanto at the minute, right? Mm-hmm. But he only wants to sing sometimes. So sometimes and he'll sing and we'll do the different parts because we've learned it and I know that he knows it and I know he knows both parts, so sometimes we'll alternate the it was our wedding, it was our, we were getting married and there wasn't a cloud and anyway we'll do that. And sometimes he won't though because he can be a right dick, right?
Can I just say personally from my point of view as someone who hasn't seen Encanto and just keeps hearing little snippets of the songs around the house from you and him, awful.
No, it's not. It's really good.
I imagine the whole thing's brilliant, but just hearing little snippets of the songs from you and him.
You telling this story, or am I?
Good point. Yeah. Carry on.
I was just thinking because that's my favourite line, but I shut the fuck up. So, we were listening to Encanto the other day. We'd been to a party.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't sing because I can't remember why I wasn't singing, but I was clicking. I was like, driving, clicking, which is probably clicking really dangerous.
Fingers.
But anyway, I was clicking. And I just heard Robin from the back go, and I went, what's wrong? Are you all right? He was like, I hate it when you click.
I hate it when you click.
That's do I click told. All the time?
I don't know, but I'm going to notice it now. Mm. But yeah.
Bruno says it looks like rain. Yep. What did he tell us? Oh, in Jesus. Doing so, we clog my brain.
Great. Let's carry on.
So good.
Guys, all of that singing aside, it is episode 156.
Yes, baby.
Yes. And it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Listen the fuck up, because we need you here. This week's sponsor is voting for us in the National Comedy Awards.
Oh, nice. Okay, well done.
The National
Comedy Awards. Well done for not wasting an opportunity.
Right, yes.
To plug
with. Well, there we go.
Proud of you.
Patronising. The National Comedy Awards are on again. They're happening next month. I genuinely don't know when voting closes, so please just go on and vote for us now in the best podcast category. It would be absolutely amazing if we win that.
We're going to the awards.
We're actually going, so I really want to win because I'm actually bothering my arse to go.
Aye.
And I'll tell you right now, it's in the afternoon. I've got a gig on the night, right? If we win, I'm going to turn up that gig fucking hammered, and I'm telling you that right now. And that's a promise. That's a promise.
Will you buy everyone? If we win a National Comedy Award, will you buy everyone in the crowd a drink?
Hold on, where am I? 2 seconds. Let's just quickly work this out.
I think you should. I mean, how much?
Bedford Corn Exchange capacity. capacity seated. I think it's about 800.
Right. Okay.
Where's my calculator? 800. Let's say 850 just in case. 850. How much is a drink? About £3?
Four quid.
Absolutely fucking not. Right. But listen, please vote for us. 3,400 quid! Well, no. What? You win £3,500 for an award?
It is excessive.
That's crazy.
It is excessive.
That's absolutely crazy.
But it would be nice if we won, because we are going to be there. But then at the same time, listen, we've got to be gracious if we don't, because there is other good podcasts, apparently.
There's no other podcast. I just can't get all the tap water.
Sorry?
I can get them all tap water.
Right.
Glass of tap water.
Why don't you just do a shot? Everyone can have a shot of, like, do they still do apple sours?
What if I bought the apple sours in the supermarket?
Yeah. And then just go around and let everyone out the bottle cap.
I'll just run around pouring it in everyone's mouths.
COVID.
I'll hold it in the air like Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
And I'll have one of them little spouts on. I'll just pour it in everyone's mouths.
Right, there you go. Right, I'll buy you. I'll get you some bottles.
All right, well, I might run around the crowd and pour apple sours in people's mouths in Bedford. If you know what
in
I mean?
Bedford,
hey,
is it in Bedford?
In Bedford. Yes, it's in Bedford, Corn Exchange. Brilliant. Anyway, look, right, the National Comedy Awards.
Sorry.
Just Google National Comedy Awards or go to thenationalcomedyawards.com. Skip all the other pointless categories and go straight to podcast. Skip the last category as well. Stick your email in and then check your email and just click on the link to confirm your vote. It literally takes 30 seconds, slightly longer if you're not a complete arsehole like me and you actually do vote on the other brilliant categories, because
Are we going to schmoozies? Who am I schmoozing with? Who's going to be there? Who am I going to meet? Who am I going to be too scared to ask for a photo with?
Look forward to Rosie looking like she's won a fucking competition to be there. And then hopefully we can win, and then we'll all be at the McDonald's drive-thru, walking through it on my own by the end of the night, like I did the last time I went to the
Is that when you got in some random girl's car?
That was when I got in some random girl's car, and she got me burger.
Yeah. Oh, so
nice
you've been the Comedy Awards before? Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but not, I was never nominated for anything.
Right.
I was
oh, this is sick. Like, are we actually nominated? Like, yes. Fully, will it be like the nominations are?
The nominations, yeah. Oh, there's four.
Because we were long-listed, so we were shortlisted.
We were shortlisted, yeah. Oh. Fucking hell, is this even your job?
I don't know.
Yes.
I've got two kids, Chris. I've got a lot going on.
So have I. I do stand up. That's another job.
Well,
so hold on.
Right,
so you've got kids and the podcast.
Yeah.
And I've got kids.
No,
and
you
the
don't. You're barely here.
And I do children in need. So
you did it for one night in November.
Still a job. I've got loads more jobs than you.
I just
still up across this.
No, listen. Mm-hmm. At the minute, I haven't got as much on as usual. But I mean, I'm still up. I'm flipping up to here.
Yeah. She held her hand above her head, by the way.
I'm up to flipping here with jobs and tasks and...
I must have told the story on the podcast about the...
what?
Wow. Wow.
What story?
When there was a kid in the street who I used to sort of... Me and him used to fight all the time and wind each other up and that. And I think one time I was like, we're fighting outside. And his mum... I'm sure I've told
him
this.
No, I don't know.
His mum came
Probably. You tell us a lot of things
his
about
His mum hung out of the bedroom window and shouted at us for fighting with each other. And then held her hand above her head and said, I've had it up to here. But because she was on the second floor hanging out the window, it looked fucking like really exact. we were like on the front lawn and we were fighting and one of them was crying or whatever. And she hung up the front and I've had it over here with you too. And I was like, fucking hell, her hands
and
like.
You weren't her, but you're not her kid.
But I was with her kid.
But that's weird.
Yeah, but we're always. Are we, man? It's South Shields. Women hang out of windows and shout at kids all the time.
Well, I can't imagine shouting at somebody else's kid saying I'm up to here with yous.
Why, you didn't live on my estate.
Well, I have never lived on an estate.
Right.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because my mum would never live on an estate.
She just didn't like
because she was
she?
Like, no, it's not even that. My mum, which I kind of get it. She was like, I'm not living on an estate and having other kids at my house all the time. And I get it. I do understand that now.
Yeah. So yes, please vote for us in the National Comedy Awards. It would be an absolute joy to win Best Podcast, but obviously there are some other brilliant
There is.
No, they are the great.
So depends who flogs it more.
Yeah.
I might mention it every day.
Ah, that's a bit much.
Just because we're going. It's just because we're going. If we weren't going, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Lee, listen, if you're in Bedford and you want some apple sours poured in your face by me, get voting. All your email addresses. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to bed. So we're going to the Comedy Awards in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then you're going to Bedford for the gig on the night. Yeah. What am I going to do? I'm going to be drunk.
Why don't you come to Bedford and pour apple sours?
Absolutely not. Okay, I mean, I could. No, yeah. I can't be arsed. Yeah, no. I'll get drunk on my own in the hotel drunk.
Drunk on my own in the hotel drunk.
Drunk on my own in the hotel drunk.
Great. So there we go. Longest intro we've ever done. Happy days.
Happy days.
Play that morphing jingle.
Mm-hmm.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hiya, hiya,
now,
hiya.
Very exciting for me today.
Right, what?
Very, very exciting. Okay. So we're recording this on the 22nd. So we're recording this on the Tuesday. It's coming out on
You're
the
Friday. You're not going to talk about what
yeah,
you told me.
Yeah,
oh,
listen to this, guys.
Strap
listen
yourselves
this,
in,
right.
guys.
Hey, Christ, if they even listen to this now, if the world even continues, because tonight it's going to be 2-2, 2-2, mm-hmm. 2-2, mm-hmm. and at 22 minutes past 10, it'll be 2-2. So it'll be 22-22 on the 22nd of the 2nd, 22.
Yeah. Has it ever happened before? Oh, 2011 it happened.
11. How could it possibly happen to 2011? There's a fucking 2 in there.
What?
There's a 2 in there.
No, because it'll be the 11th of the 11th in 2011. Oh,
right. I suppose there's a 0 for 20. All right, okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. I was thinking it had to be all 2s,
no,
but there's 0s
there
in this one.
There's 1-0 on this, so
there's
you're
two
wrong.
Zeros, there's 0 at the beginning of the February one as well.
You're probably having to wait another 200 years. up yours, zingy with
Rosie,
a warm
But Rosie, I want the world to end tonight.
No. Do you know I used to believe stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, can I remember at school, man, in comprehensive school, every other day someone told you that they'd seen a thing where the world was going to end. You heard the world's going to end.
11 o'clock tonight, you know, the
world's
going to end.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be 10:59, shit me pants.
Have I never told you about the millennium?
Right.
Was it a party with my mum and dad?
I was there, yeah, yeah.
So we're at the millennium party with my mum and dad, and we're at the friend's house. And everyone was waiting for the millennium, and I was worried that the world was going to end at midnight. And I genuinely said to me, I can't believe I'm telling you this. You are not going to. I can't believe I haven't told you this.
Right.
And I can't actually believe I'm telling you it.
No, come on.
Because I don't know if I'm ever going to live this down. But
right.
genuinely, so
right.
I'll
so
be
hang on.
I'll
it's
be
millennium.
30.
The
yeah, everyone's like,
even
5 minutes
yeah,
till
yeah,
the
yeah.
millennium, everyone.
Right, okay, come on then. Yeah.
First of all, I was worried about the millennium bug. But then again, I did think that all the banks' doors were going to just open and you could run in and take money.
What? How did you know all of this information?
Because I'm a worrier. That's what
right,
I do.
I know, but there was no internet then.
Yeah, I know, but all the millennium bug was in the news. And it was like, all computers are going to crash because
yes,
they're not
the
used
millennium
to going
bug,
to zero.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, one, the banks are going to open and all the planes are going to fall out of the sky and stuff.
Microsoft Word will be down.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I'm a bit like going MS Paint and do circles and then fill them in different colours.
What did you say to your mum?
So.
5 minutes to midnight.
I said to my mum, I was 13. I wish I was younger, but I was 13. I turned to my mum at 5 minutes to midnight and I said, Mum, if the world ends, I just want you to know I love you.
Oh, you little lover.
Little mommy's
what
boy.
What did you say?
I think she was really happy about it. I think she gave us a big cuddle in that. Well,
did you not then send your mum into a frenzy?
Probably,
about that's how
she
I can imagine.
She'd
go,
well,
what do you mean? What do you mean? What are you worried about, son? Yeah. What are you worried about? And then you go, well, it's the millennium. She'll go, well, what do you mean the millennium? And you'll go, well, the millennium bug and all. And she'll go, hey, Bill.
She's probably had 5 minutes of shit in her pants.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And then I had three Iron Brew WKDs.
Yeah.
And I was sick.
Well, I was drunk on Millennium as well.
Well,
I think parents just went, fuck it. Like, I remember we had a party at our house.
If you talk about your nana going down the stairs on a beanbag.
She went down the stairs in the beanbag.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right.
Heard it three times.
I had a boob tube on, right? But it was like...
You. Hussy.
No, but
you
it was...
disgusting. You tiny little prostitute.
So I didn't have any boobs, but it was when the Spice Girls were dead popular, and it was literally just a tiny little boob tube, and I had combat pants on, and I got drunk as well.
Like sounds like your family would let children wear stuff like
that. Of course, I got drunk because I think it was just like who gives a shit? Yeah. It's the millennium, and then there was loads of fireworks.
Yeah.
So it was really good fun. It was a proper free for all night. I remember just being like, I didn't think my mum and dad give a shit. They were like, just do what you want, and I just did.
Wow. Well.
So, yeah.
And we all made it. And we're here.
And we're still here now. Yeah. I was so thankful. Couldn't believe it.
Here's a question. If you had an option of the world ending tonight at 22:22
yeah.
on the 22nd of the 2nd, 22.
So 20 past 10.
22 minutes past 10 tonight. Yeah. If you had an option of the world ending, right? Everything just disappearing.
Yeah.
Or just you dying. Which one would you pick? See, because I'd pick the whole world, me. Just so I know I'm not missing anything. Is that selfish? Is that really bad?
No,
I'll be like, oh no, yeah, well, I can.
Yeah, no, so would I.
Yeah. I'm not going. I'm not missing out. What's going to happen? It's just getting good now again.
Well, no, because then I think of the kids, but... So, you know, since that tree came down in our house, every time it's windy, like all the kids are in our bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, if one of us die, we all die.
Brilliant. That's lovely, that.
I know.
That's lovely.
That's always my thoughts, isn't
What's
it?
What's that weirdly since I've become a parent, when I'm going on the plane on my own, I'm a lot more worried. No, if my whole family there, I'm like, well, if we're going...
we'll all go.
We'll take this whole ship down with us if we're all going to go. I know it's a bit morose, but you do think of that as a parent.
Of
you think,
you do.
I don't want to leave them on their own. I don't want them to have to...
No.
Yeah.
If I die, I want them to die with
Go on, say
me.
It. Go on, finish the sentence. That'll be it. Tabloids will pick that up. That'll be fucking... juicy. That'll be lovely. A couple of clicks. You're welcome for the clicks. You're welcome. You're welcome. Shagmanoid.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I did something extremely exciting at the beginning of this week.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what you know.
The beginning of this week. What did you do?
I booked to go to Disney.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Without you.
Yeah.
So I'm really sorry about
so
that.
So that's good. Yeah. So I'm in two minds about it.
What do you
I don't
mean?
Know. Well, there's part of us that's just like, oh, I'm going to miss the
You'd hate it.
The kids. Well,
You'd
no, because I'm like, I'm going to miss the kids in Disney. Mm-hmm. Like, Rob will be like, oh my God, it's Mickey Mouse and that. And Rafe will be like, you know, getting photos with Goofy and stuff. And there was part of us that's like, oh God. Oh, I'm going to miss that. Mm. But then I'm like, I'm married for it.
Then you've just, all you've got to think about is the trudging round.
Trudging round.
If it rains.
Yeah.
You know, constantly being asked if they can buy things.
Yeah.
Snacks.
Just being anywhere and, with a child.
Yeah,
with a
yeah. Then there's the night time where me and my mum are going to have to sit in silence for an hour while they go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not. It's going to be good, but at the same time, it's an absolute chew on.
Yeah.
You've got the flight with the baby and all that shit. And so, I mean, I'm genuinely looking forward to it.
I've never been. Never
no, me neither.
Been.
I think I'm going to be more excited than the kids.
Yeah.
Something else. So I bought the kids loads of clothes, like Disney clothes.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, right, I don't give a shit. I'm just proper. They're going to have everything, right? Disney rank. You know what I mean? And I was going to buy me and my mum loads of Disney clothes.
Right.
And I was going to surprise her, but then the other day, the stuff for the kids came and I was like, Mom, I'm going to get us Disney clothes. She was like, no. I was like, no, just a jumper or something. She was like, absolutely not. So
she's
fucking
full of it,
I'm
right?
Gonna...
Do you know what it is? That's the thing. One should wear because she'll have out for now.
Sorry, my mom's coming, by the way. I didn't
say of course. That. She'll have out for now. But do you know what your mom will, you know what your mom will accept?
What?
Anytime, any place, no matter how many she's got or no matter what logo is on it.
What?
A fucking tote bag.
Oh, she loves a tote bag.
Your mum has never said no to a tote bag the whole time I've known her.
She really uses them, though, you know.
I've known that. You could literally, you could get a tote bag with a photo of someone's hairy arsehole on a tote bag. She'd go, I know, bother. And she'd be walking to the shops with a big hairy arsehole hanging off her shoulder. I'm telling you, she's got Toad bag fever. I've known nothing like it.
But to be fair, in her defence, right? Uh-huh. No, I mean, she, you know how everyone recycles their carrier bags and that now? Yeah. She's been doing that for years. She's been, that's what she uses tote bags for. She's always been using them for like shopping, for, to go with the swimming baths and that. She hasn't got like a proper bag.
Can you remember?
She uses a tote bag.
So for my merch back in the day, for my stand-up shows, I used to do merch afterwards and do a signing and all that, but I just genuinely can't be arsed now.
That's easy.
I'm joking. The venues are too big. It takes too long. I'll use COVID as an excuse because everyone else uses an excuse for everything. So... tote bags.
Yes.
I used to do tote bags. Can you remember I put one, because I've talked about it on our live show, I can't give anything to a charity shop. It's got to go via your nana's house because your family are the Wombles.
Well, because my nana's friend owns a charity shop or works in a charity shop. I don't think she owns it.
I've never seen it. I still don't believe it.
No,
I
think it's for cats. It's like a cattery one.
It's just because... It,
what?
It's just the way you said it, it sounded like cats are the exclusive customers of the place. It's for cats. Only customers are cats. They come in, sometimes they take stuff just to scratch, or sometimes if it's small enough, they wear it.
You got any nice shoes in, Barbara? No, I need four.
I put one of my tote bags in the charity bag once because I didn't, you know, I can't, it was left over from, I think I got it as a sample, and I can't walk around with my own tote bag, and somehow it slipped through the net and your mum didn't use it. Can you remember what your nana did? Can you remember this?
She made it into a peg
she
bag.
She made it into a peg bag from your washing line. Yeah. So now I'm not the guy who walks around with his own tote bag on his shoulder. Now the neighbours look in the garden and goes, look at that fucking arrogant prick with his own face on his
wanker.
Peg bag, the twat. I mean, I used it because why not?
She's extremely talented, is our Bridget. Then a peg bag.
Then a bird shat on it and I had to throw it away.
Sad times.
Sorry to bring the mood down.
Sorry, guys. I've actually got a... I didn't give this to me mum because I was quite chuffed with it. Do you remember when we got a Wagamama's?
Do you remember when we got a Wagamama's? Do you remember that day when we got a Wagamama's once? Do you remember that one day?
Well, listen, we got it. No, we got it delivered to the arena.
Yeah.
When we were doing... Was it Newcastle Arena? I can't remember. It was one of the arenas when we got it delivered. And they give us a free tote bag and I was like, do they know it's us? Anyway,
so
I've kept it. Just not getting that one because I was quite chuffed with that.
You've got a Wagamama's tote bag.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know about
and
that.
And a Graham Norton one.
And a
She's not getting that.
There you go. All right.
She's not taking that to the bloody swimming baths.
It'll be within 2 years, she'll have both of them, I guarantee it.
No, I'm keeping them.
Whatever. She'll have them.
What?
She's got her ways. She's got her wily ways.
Well, did I tell you I think she's stealing?
You did say you think she's stealing. So this is a new... I'd forgot about this. This is a new development in our life. The other day you claimed that your mum's stealing from you. So what's happening?
Right. There's a few things. I can't find two jumpers.
Right.
And I'm just like, where are them jumpers?
Right.
I haven't fully looked, but I'm just, you know, surface level. I'm like, where's them jumpers?
Yes.
And they're quite new ones and they're quite nice.
Yes.
I mean, she's a lot smaller than me, so I'm kind of like, they would swamp her, but she likes bigger clothes. Anyway, that's by the by. Okay. I went to her
jumper
house.
Thief.
I've lost my new iPad charger. The iPad you got me for Christmas?
Yes.
I've lost the charger. It's one of them newfangled ones where the plug like comes out of the thing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, lost it.
Right.
Went to my mum's house. She got two.
Right.
And I was like, how you got two of these? And she said it was for her phone and a new iPad, because she got an iPad as well.
Right.
And I was like, I think you're bullshitting.
Okay.
I think she's lying. I think she's took mine.
Yep.
And now she's got two and she won't admit that it's mine.
Do you know? There we go. We've got to the bottom of it. That's why she's always got a tote bag. You can't see what's in a tote bag.
She's stealing.
They're not see-through.
And
not see through, right? We need to confiscate all her tote bags and give her clear bags, like when you're getting on a plane,
like duty free, like in the metro station.
Yeah,
right,
clear bags. Yeah, like what they've got for the bins in train stations.
Yeah,
clear bags only when she's leaving this house, and I'll search her car.
Okay,
we'll get the bottom of this.
She's got me charger.
Greedy little
twat. I want it back.
Honestly,
what should I do?
I reckon you should probably punch her. No questions.
No, but do you know
honestly, seriously, you've got to get your respect back here. Like, you know, she's still viewing you as a child. You know, when you watch a drama or a movie and someone goes to prison and they go straight in and they just hit the biggest guy in the dinner yard, do that. Smack her.
You know, we have slapped each other before.
No, what? You and your mum have slapped each other. I was joking.
No,
oh my God.
Top of the stairs. Aye.
top of the stairs.
I think I was about 13 or 14, and I was a very cheeky little
what a dangerous
arsehole.
Place to be yeah, exchanging
it was,
slaps.
It was on the landing, so it was you know when you go up the stairs and then there's a little landing and there's an offshot of shit stairs as well. It was there, right?
Right.
She slapped me, and so I slapped her back, and then I got like hauled to my bedroom.
Wow.
pure fisticuffs, me and Sandra.
Wow.
Yeah. Good times.
Just the way you said it is like you specifically went to the top of the stairs. Just like, I'm sick of you. Do you want to slap? Would you want to slap, do you? To the slapping platform.
Top of the stairs.
Gladiators. Right, that's enough. Off the slapping platform.
He honestly.
Parent, ready. Cheeky teenager, ready. scum, utter scum, you and your family, scum.
Listen, it made us the person I am today, and you know how close we are. She's stealing others.
Even though she's a thief.
But I think she's actually convinced herself that it's hers.
That's what kleptomaniacs do.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Walking around with jumpers with Rosie written on. It's mine. I am Rosie. It's my name.
Did you say I'm going to say to you, right? Okay. Because you only got home yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You won't have seen it. She brought... I can't even... She brought...
Right.
A tube of toothpaste, right? She must have brought it.
Oh my God, I saw it!
House. It's like I the borrower's... It. What is going on? It's the smallest tube of toothpaste.
I didn't know what was going on there.
What size is... What is that the size of?
So yesterday, when I got back, it was on the bench in the kitchen.
She
brought that tube of Colgate from home.
But
it was... I'm not... No word of a lie here. It was less than an inch long.
Yeah.
Smaller than
a pen lid.
It was smaller than a biro lid.
Yeah.
Yes. It was about the size of, you know, a biro lid. You know, the bit that comes off the biro lid, the spiky bit that you chew or that goes over your pocket.
Yeah.
It was about the size of that
where
small bit.
Where she got that from?
I've got no
and
idea.
Why has she brought it?
It was on the bench. I was like, well, I thought it was a toy. I thought it was one of the kids. Your mum brought that and
well,
brushed
I
her teeth.
Well, Chris, I didn't bring it from anywhere.
You could barely get one squeeze out of there.
But it was empty.
What's a toothbrush? A fucking mascara pen? What? Your mum is nuts.
I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Honestly.
But listen, I can't wait to see her in all her Disney get up.
Yeah.
I'm going to get, honestly, I'm going mental.
Yeah. Full Disney gear.
Full.
He has the lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like a tracksuit or something. Like
Disney
a track Disney tracksuit.
Disney tracksuit.
Yeah,
suit.
And then I'm going to get with some jammers as well.
Brilliant.
I'm going to go, I'm going mental. Like.
All right, well, I look forward to that. I look forward to that. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, very exciting thing. Well, no, do you know what?
Oh, look at all this exciting stuff happening.
No, it wasn't. I used the wrong word. It was disappointing.
Oh,
disappointing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
The complete opposite.
I went fully wrong. Yeah. Sorry, everyone listening. dial back your expectations because it wasn't exciting. It was really disappointing.
What? I'm like, ooh, yeah. What's happened? It's so disappointing.
So ever the, you know, I'm ever the pioneer, right? I'm ever the gracious gentleman. I'm always ready to admit that I'm wrong. I'm always ready to learn new things and try new things.
Absolute bollocks. I am. Right.
Yesterday, you were having a jacket potato for your lunch.
Oh, you
now, you have them all the time, right? And my tour manager currently has them all the time. Yeah. And my other tour manager bangs on about them as well. They love them, right?
Lush.
So I decided yesterday, I literally went, right, I'll have a jacket potato. Yeah. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
They are, honestly, I know we've talked about this before, but everyone out there eating jacket potatoes, you don't deserve taste buds.
Right, can we just cut? You forgot to put butter on.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, right. Wait, no, so, first of all.
No, I'm not having this.
In my defense, you did it and then just left this hot fucking stone on the plate that looked like one of them hot stone massage things you put on people's backs.
Yeah.
So that was sitting there. And you went, go on then, you do it. And I went, well, what do I do? And you went, oh God, man, you just do it. Just put your stuff on. So I put the beans on, I put the cheese on, and then you went, why have you not put butter on? And I went, well, you didn't say to put butter on.
But I'm sorry, you're 35 years old. How do you not know to put butter on a hot potato?
Because I don't eat them, you dick. I don't eat them.
Oh, I know, I'm sorry, right, but there's certain things that I don't eat, but I would know that that goes on a certain thing.
Nah.
Like, do you know what the season, what do you do when it says seasoned food?
But that's salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Yeah. Chris, it's butter. It's the most basic food in the world. You put butter on hot stuff.
You put butter on hot stuff. Uh-huh. All right. Do you hide butter on a bowl of spaghetti bolognese?
It would be bloody gorgeous.
Shut up.
It would be absolutely lush. Listen. You can put butter on pasta.
Right, yeah.
Pasta with butter.
Oh, Jesus, yes. You can, so, but it's not.
Come on, do another one.
I didn't
one.
Know that was the rule. A pizza.
Yeah, people do. But garlic butter. Garlic butter.
Right, you're changing. You're moving the goalposts now.
Just,
rice pudding. A bowl of rice pudding.
Right, fair enough.
Shut up then.
You picked the worst toppings for one. No disrespect, because I love beans.
Everyone bangs on about cheese and beans. Right, it says jacket potato with cheese and beans is amazing. It's the one of the worst textures that's ever happened. It's just a relentless mouthful of sludge. There is nothing good to it. There is no redeeming features. Your beans are ruined by it because the texture of the bean, it's almost like loads of tiny beans on a giant bean. It's just non-stop, like
squidge. Like personally, spongy. I think you've chosen really bad.
God,
really bad. You should have just had cheese.
Can't
or
be.
Tuna. Oh well, I had prawns and I was like, "Have a try of this." And you were like, "I don't like cold prawns."
I don't like cold prawns.
Well, listen, you're not worthy of a jacket potato.
I'm not worthy of a jacket potato.
No, I'd flippin' love them, me. I might have another one.
I'm never gonna let this down. It was just horrible.
Don't eat them. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what you like and what you don't like.
Bangs on about them, and I feel like everyone's
Chris,
wrong.
Chris, can I tell you right now?
I should fix this.
I don't really like pizza.
Well, yeah.
I find pizza completely overrated.
Yeah. I've heard that again and again from you and your mum. It's your favourite drum to bang. Yeah. Yet when I cut myself a full pizza from the oven, what fucking disappears into you and your mum's faces? A couple of slices each. And do you know what I'd never do off you? Take a spoonful of your manky, fucking flavourless, just absolutely revolting jacket potato.
Listen, I like a slice. I just can't.
Oh, good, great.
Yeah.
No, it was just no texture. It was no difference
all right,
in texture.
Man, all right. Nobody cares.
Oh.
Good for you.
It was like, it was what I imagine.
Stop, man. Stop.
It was what I imagine it must be like, eating like a cloud, but not a good cloud, like a storm cloud. God, it was awful.
Great.
Hated
good.
It.
Good. Lovely.
Ban all potatoes. Let's start a petition now to ban all jack potatoes. Takes an hour to do it as well. Pointless.
No, it doesn't. We got the microwave ones.
Yeah, but if you want to do an hour for the other ones, aren't they? I've seen them, man. When I was at uni,
can
man,
we stop nah, talking about jacket potatoes?
Nah, I'm
potatoes.
Still angry. When I was at uni, they had a big jacket potato thing at the back of the canteen. It was like a big fucking, it was a bit like a glass version of that thing on Home Alone that shouts at him. Yeah, and it was like, and everyone would come up, I'd put their balls on the counter and go, fucking yeah, go on, I'll have one of them. What do you want on it? What do you want on it? As much stuff to cover up how shit the potato is. Oh, go on then, I'll pile all this fucking
shit on. I sometimes have a salad with a plain jacket potato with butter
prison,
on
prison,
the side.
Prison. I bet you they do them in prison, to be fair.
Stop.
I bet you they do them in prison.
Can we stop?
Makes sense, that. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beep, 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 beep. Ladies first, because I've just had a whinge about potatoes.
I know you have, yes. I will go first. So, you listening might not be able to resonate with this if you don't have a partner who works away. I'm going to make it short and sweet. So, you are currently working away, right?
Grafton.
I don't know if this is just your personality or because you're working away. I think it's a mixture of both, right?
Okay. Well, can I just say...
No, you can't. It's my turn.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to momentarily interject with, if it's any of your beefs with me, my personality is normally the main problem.
Obviously. Which not many people will resonate with anyway. Because you're a very individual.
Yes.
So...
I'm a special boy.
The problem is, you keep coming home.
Yeah.
And you find things.
Yeah.
And you go, what have you been doing with that?
Okay.
Why is that out?
Yeah.
What you've been doing this for.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you that right now, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you know when you're not here?
Yeah.
Life carries on.
Right.
And I live here.
Okay.
And I use stuff. And I... Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand. Exactly.
No, you'll come back and there'll be like a battery out and you'll go, what have you been doing this? I'll be like, if it was a battery that is going into something or has been used for something or the little lovely Halifax thing that you, the only toolkit for your own.
How dare you? I've got a massive toolkit downstairs.
All right, fair
enough.
Don't
you ever.
Anyway, the little Halifax one that you get when you get your mortgage. Thank you, Halifax. It's lovely. Mm. That toolkit was out and I haven't had a chance to put it back in the drawer and you're like, what have you been doing with that? And I'm like, what? Why do you care?
Yeah. Okay. In my defence,
I'm
just going to cut through all the bollocks that you've just said there. So... I didn't ask what about that toolkit. It was a secondary question. The first question I asked was the fact that there was a fucking 1-inch bolt on the mantelpiece. A big, massive metal 1-inch bolt on the mantelpiece next to it. I put that telly bracket up with 1-inch bolts.
Oh. Mm. We didn't see it. Well, why don't you? Because I looked and
I went, why is that bolt there?
Yeah.
And you went, oh, life goes on when you're not here. Robin found it outside. And I went, right, okay, that's good because the toolkit's right next to it. Why is the toolkit there? I was doing something. Right, because my immediate thought was, why the actual fuck is one of the bolts on the telly?
Well, why didn't you
come
explain
off the wall?
That?
Because you were too busy being a martyr and telling me that life goes on when I'm not here. And I'll tell you right now, life might go on, but I'm telling you, I don't know what kind of fucking life it is because I came in the other night and I wasn't going to mention this, but you've teed us up for it. I came in the other night and I walked into the other bathroom to brush my teeth, not our ensuite because I didn't want to wake you and Robin up. I walked into the other bathroom, right?
Yeah.
I was brushing my teeth. The bath was full of cold water and floating in the bath were a pair of Robin's kegs. A pair of Robin's Batman underpants were floating in the bath and sometimes I just look around and I think, what fucking happens when I'm not here? Because I leave and it turns into the fucking Wild West. There's underpants floating in cold bath water.
What?
There's fucking 1-inch bolts on mantelpieces. I don't know what the hell's going on.
What were you doing in there? I didn't even know what were in there.
The other day,
what?
We've got two boys.
Yeah.
The other day, I opened the sitting room door and lit by the sunlight behind it in the middle of the sitting room was a little tiny pink girl's pram with a little doll in it, like a fucking horror film.
Yeah.
I went, who? What the fuck's this? You'd bought it for someone and they hadn't took it with them.
Well, no,
I'd bought it,
because my friend's, Steph's little girls came and stayed. But also, Robin used to love playing with the pram.
Yeah.
I had a pram for Robin
that
he had at his nana's house, but then it was at our house. I think it's nice for boys to have a little pushchair to push around. So that's why it's there. But
all
yes, I probably
is,
shouldn't
have
left it in the middle of the room.
And the kegs shouldn't have been floating in
the
bath.
I can't remember him having kegs on in the bath.
Unbelievable, man. It honestly turns into a fucking...
Chris, it's garbage,
man. The minute I leave, it turns into a lawless wasteland.
I know, but I'm sorry. I'm here on my own with two kids.
Yeah.
It's carnage. I didn't know he can... As long as he's in a bath, I don't care if he's got his full fucking set of clothes on.
Floating there. Hey. Floating there like he melted. Honestly. I don't like it.
I don't think you should have a beef now because I feel like you've ganged up on us. With yourself.
But honestly, genuinely, my beef was going to be them underpants, but I was worried that I'd see it and you'd be like, you're a weirdo! Kicking right off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there you go.
My beef with you, I do have a beef with you.
Oh, great.
I'm not bothered. My beef with you this week is just a short sweet one. Last night, I put Robin to bed.
Mm.
I came back downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit peckish. We'd had with tea early. We'd done that thing of having tea early. I turned to you and you said, I've got your little snack. And for a moment, I was like, oh my God, I was really excited. You pointed to the little foot puffy in front of you where there was a pile of your toenails. And you went, there's your snack. And I, honestly, I heaved a little bit at the idea of eating your toenails, but you just left them on there and they stayed there the whole time you watched telly.
I put them on the plate.
Oh, sorry, you put them on the plate. Oh, there we go.
I put them
of
on
the
plate.
All of the toenail stuff we've been discussing on this podcast, you massive hypocrite. Oh.
Well, I know. Yeah.
No.
I've got no defence. I just had to cut my nails, but I was watching a really good drama.
Okay.
So I wanted to watch that at the same time.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Squeezing it all in. Right, shall we carry on?
Yeah. If we must. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Mm. Thank you in advance, and thank you if you've already sent something.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Loved seeing you guys in Liverpool last year. Can't wait for Smart Tour number 2.
Oh. Nothing's been announced yet, but wishful thinking.
You never know. Also seeing Chris 2022 at the day in Crewe.
Oh, that was Sunday,
which
just gone.
Which we're very excited about. So, in episode 155, Chris mentioned not knowing which lucrative sponsor that he had and hadn't got in touch in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went through and made a list.
Shut up.
Thanks for the brilliant podcast, guys, and thanks to the people behind the scenes too. And this lovely lady called, hang on a minute, what's her name?
Fuck
Charlie.
Off.
She has gone through all of the podcast sponsors from day dot until episode 155.
Oh my God.
Yep. Look at that. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell us a number to ask us a week number.
100.
Week 100 was, it could always be worse.
Right.
Which I don't know what that means.
50.
50 was, let me see, a full cooked chicken.
Wow. 75.
Oh. Tea towels.
Yay! Oh my God, so I can't believe that.
Thank you, Charlie. Isn't that really lush?
Oh, thank you so
Haven't
much.
Haven't people got loads of time?
Yeah, fucking how jealous am I? Rosie, my first thought was, fucking hell, she's got some fucking time on her hands. I'm jealous.
Very sweet, but lots of time.
Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
Charlie.
That's brilliant.
Mm.
Oh, should we get it framed?
No. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Hope you're both well. I have a Rosie's mystery for you.
Oh, yes.
I haven't done any of this. Oh, I'm so unprepared.
Well,
I scan these,
that.
You know, so yeah. I'm not very properly read it anyway.
Okay.
Me and my partner were talking about food after looking at the Rate My Plate Facebook page. I think people put their dinners on and then people rate them, but some of them are horrific.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So some of them are deliberately bad and some of them are good. And it's a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, I and don't so, have Facebook, but I'd quite
there
like
was
to
a picture
that.
Of a meal that some woman had cooked her husband, and it was hideous. And in the comments, someone had said he must have had an affair.
Jesus! Right?
And I think I remember seeing this. I think it was like cooked my husband, and it was like oven chips and a couple of fish fingers and beans. Like
brought
our kids tea, but anyway,
right, okay.
She was like buzzing with it. Anyway, I know. This brought back a hilarious memory I had almost forgotten.
Okay.
Many years ago, I used to work in a well-known clothing factory in the northeast of England.
That's good. That's good because it doesn't really narrow it down, but it's vague enough.
Yes.
Okay, I'm intrigued, Rosie. Mm.
One of the girls told me that someone in the office had found out her husband was having an affair, but she was still living with him, pretending that she didn't know.
Fuck. That's cold. That's dark.
Even making his lunches for work every day.
Oh no.
I don't know how she could carry on without saying anything, but she was, and she was getting her own little daily revenge.
Oh, God, what was she putting in? Oh,
every day when she made his sandwiches, she wiped the bread on what?
Oh, man alive. Oh.
So the husband's having an affair, the wife knows, still living with him, still making his dinner, but every day when she makes his sandwiches, she wipes the bread on.
Oh, God, right, so, it's got to be something in the kitchen because you can't be making a sandwich and then carrying the bread out
it's
to
the
like the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The local park and wiping it on the bins.
No.
Oh, it wipes the bread on. What is she going to wipe it on? So it's got to be revenge. It can't just be the kitchen floor.
Mm.
Oh, I'm thinking pets, something to do with pets. No, I don't. Oh, what is she wiping on? The bin, kitchen bin?
Is that what you're going for?
Toilet. She nips next door to the toilet next to the kitchen, wipes around the toilet rim.
No, but good. She is actually wiping it on the dog's arse.
I should have went pets. Oh, fucking dog. That poor dog. What's that dog thinking? What?
He's probably starving, Pueblo.
What dog's got?
Every morning after his walk, she calls it over, lifted his tail, and patted the bread on its arsehole.
Oh, so there you go.
You'd know, though, wouldn't you?
No, but I don't. You'd just leave him.
You'd taste it.
What are you doing, Stick? Well, just leave him.
I know, yeah, just leave him.
Or confront him. What? You're not winning in that scenario. He doesn't realise because he's just eating his sandwiches anyway. It's not making him ill. It's not giving any adverse effect to his health. And your dog's just fucking bewildered.
But you know, though, it's quite cool, Alex. I suppose. You would just know. You'd be like, dog breath.
Wow. So rate my plate on Facebook. My dog ass sandwich. Give it 1 out of 10. Did I ever tell you about a website that my mate used to frequent in college?
No. Well, what was it called?
Very similar to Rate My Plate.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still out there now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to Google it and find out.
Okay.
RateMyPoo.com. Oh. People just put photos of the full toilet.
Why that doesn't surprise me at all.
You could rate it. Oh,
wasn't that before the days of like social media on your phone?
Yeah, there was no iPhones at this point.
So
this
it was a digital camera. You'd have to upload it to your computer.
So I would go into my IT class or computing, as it was, and I would go in and he would be, he would just be clicking through and just mumbling to himself. That's a good poo, that one.
Horrific.
And then another lad leaned over and went, what the fuck's wrong with
horrific.
You? You're a psychopath.
Horrific. Vile.
Don't know if it's still there. I'm not going to check. Hey guys, check. Enjoy.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi guys. There have been many stories I felt like telling you, but this has just happened within the last hour and I know exactly how you'd react.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Topical.
Topic. Very topical.
Dun, 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 dun. This just in.
I'm away with my friend for a short break and we often go away on a weekend.
Must be nice.
Show off.
Sorry. All people do. People what? Tell us about, like, a few weeks ago, we were talking about my parents being retired and we were raging. Some lovely person emailed in and did all of my sponsors, and we're like, it must be nice to have time on you. Like, why are we such dickheads? This is terrible.
We are currently, which we probably the same as many of our listeners right now, we are at the hardest stage of our entire life.
Yeah, because you've got two kids and one of them's one. Yeah.
And jobs, it's just really...
It's just the busiest.
No, this is the hardest.
Right, okay.
This is drowning.
Okay.
Do you not think? Do you not? Are you drowning? What, am I just drowning and you're not drowning?
You're a better swimmer than me, so I'm shitting myself.
Right, okay. Yeah, I know. I'm currently drowning. Right, but okay. you just got to get on with it, don't you?
Yeah.
It's like, for a good 10 years of your life, you just drown. And you go, well, okay, great.
Wow.
Passes a life jacket. I'm Kate Winslet at the steps in the Titanic.
At the steps?
Do you know when she's going up, when the water's coming in and she's trying to open the gate and she's trying to get up the steps?
Right,
that's me.
Wow.
Right now.
Wow, what a dark, horrible reference.
It's
about
true.
Your family that you love.
No, I do. I love them. And I just
sounds like it. You've just compared them to the biggest maritime disaster in the history of the world.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes, you know, when they're both out the house, you know what I do?
What?
When I shut the door, I stand against the door and I go...
Wow. Okay.
True story.
Good.
So anyway, without thinking...
Is that why there's a greasy head mark on the back of our front door?
It must be, yeah. Without thinking anything previously about this, I've always noticed a teaspoon in the glass in the bathroom wherever we've stayed. Right?
What? Oh, wherever they go away for the weekend and someone puts... Right.
There's a teaspoon always in the... You know when you get glasses in the bathroom?
Yeah.
There's
cups,
always a teaspoon in.
Okay.
Weird place for a teaspoon, but maybe that's just how they do things here. I live in Thailand, it says in brackets.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I've used said spoon to stir tea, coffee, etc. as you would, and then rinsed and popped it back.
Oh, God.
So yesterday I made a coffee, stirred it with the spoon and popped it back. Later on, I took the spoon again in case I needed it for my noodles.
Oh, God.
And it says in brackets, it's very rural and it was a pot noodle for tea. With a spoon, it's going to be a bit difficult, but I hope she was okay.
Can I just flag up, I'm no longer jealous of a weekend away.
No, I know, me neither. It's in the middle of nowhere and she's having a fucking pot noodle for her tea.
With a bathroom spoon.
Oh, God. Oh, dude, don't invite me.
Sorry
That's
and all
the
that.
First holiday ever.
Yeah, well, again, couple of dickheads slagging a holiday off, but yeah.
The
current relief I'm feeling at not being jealous of that holiday. It's like I'm in a warm bath.
That's awful. That's not a holiday.
No. I'm not a genius here. I can't tell the future, but I think we're about to find out what's been happening with the spoon as well.
Right, okay. Worst holiday ever.
Okay, sorry, mate. Whoever wrote this in, we're really sorry.
I know, but I'm not being funny. When you go for a little weekend away, is this just us or everyone I know? Where you go get treats,
it's got to be something nice.
You treat yourself. You go to one of the more expensive supermarkets and you buy the overpriced sort of little pots of olives and shit like that.
She's gone to rural Thailand with a pot noodle and no fork.
Awful, awful. Just quickly, speaking of forks, I tell you about when my friend Steph went and lived in China for a year.
She had to take a fork.
And she took a fork.
Yeah. Took never, a fork to all the restaurants.
Never learned how to use chopsticks.
English pig.
What? Like, she lived, like, you know, what film is it when they get to, when they get out of the pocket and they're like, oh, it's Mr. Bean.
Yeah, yeah.
When he gets stuff out of his pocket. She is
I
Mr.
love
Bean.
Using chopsticks. I love it. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Lazy bitch.
Yeah. When I order, if I order sushi or order Wagamama's or something when I'm somewhere and they forget, the delivery people forget to put the chopstick. Well, if I forgot to tick the thing that says make them, can they bring the cutlery? I'm devastated.
Oh, do you have to do that with a delivery?
I got a Wagamama's on tour and I forgot to tick the thing to get them delivered to the, and I used two wooden coffee stirrers as chopsticks because I'd forgot them.
So they don't just put them in automatically?
Sometimes they don't. If you don't ask for them, sometimes they don't.
Because you could be having it at your house.
Mm-hmm. So I used two coffee stirrers as chopsticks. Did it work? Very flimsy. No. I went to pick up quite a lot of noodles and they bent and snapped.
Could have used a spoon.
Secondhand bathroom spoon. Yeah, where the fuck's this spoon been?
Sorry. This morning, my friend goes off for a shower. A few minutes later, she pops her head out and asks if I've moved the spoon from out the bathroom.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is she doing with this spoon?
I explain that, yes, I have it, and I take it back to her. Weird. Until she explains that that spoon is, in fact, her tongue scraper. And she takes it everywhere with her. And apparently she can't go about her day without scraping her tongue.
Oh, what the hell?
And the friend,
is that even a thing?
And the friend said, I thought you knew about it. Clearly I didn't. And I have innocently been using her tongue scraper spoon for all normal spoon activities in the past, however long.
Why? Is that weirdly worse than, like, if it was an arse spoon?
Yeah.
Or a vagina scooping out spoon?
There's something over. But what's she got on her tongue?
Nout. It's all scraped off.
Oh, but that, I think a doctor would probably say, stop scraping your tongue because you probably need all of that shit.
I brush my tongue at the end of my teeth. I'll give my tongue a little just for smells. It makes your breath nicer.
Yeah, but isn't it stuff that you need?
She might have fucking mushrooms and all kinds growing on her tongue, by the way, it's going on.
Awful, that.
Takes a spoon with her everywhere?
Yeah. So weird.
How organised are some people?
Oh, well, that's another thing about just having so much time on your hands. Like,
how organised are you?
Remember,
I
forget to pack kegs in that, man. She's like, remembering to pack a tongue scraper spoon.
I did a corporate the other week and I nearly forgot my shirt for a corporate gig. And she's remembering a teaspoon tongue scraper. Fuck. Honestly.
So much time.
I hate some people.
I know.
Good Dicks. God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous.
Yes.
My husband has to go away with work quite often.
Oh, Rosie feels your pain.
Yeah. A few months ago, he travelled to a conference in London with some colleagues. And as it's quite far from our home, they stayed over in a hotel.
Okay.
My husband's employer, in order to save money, asked them to share rooms. They all got on, so this wasn't really an issue. However, my husband was put into a room with his boss. No problem, he thought. He's a good laugh. Oh, no, 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 no. That's what it says here. During the night, my husband was awoken by some strange sounds. Coming around from his deep sleep, he tried to work out what was going on in the pitch black room until he rolled over and could see his boss's bed. To his horror, his boss was on a video sex call with a lady friend.
Shut up.
Now, listen to this. You might think that he was trying to hide what he was doing. Headphones in, maybe. Phone under the covers, etc. You would be wrong.
No.
Lying, completely stark as on top of the covers, phone on loud and happily going to town on himself, unaware that my husband had woke up.
Oh, my God.
Now, my question is, what would you do?
That is such a dilemma.
Isn't it? Would you interrupt and ask what the fuck was going on and ask him to stop, bearing in mind that this is your boss? Or would you do what my husband did and pretend to be asleep the whole time to save embarrassment while saying, popping your headphones in and turning the music up loud?
Oh,
just to clarify. By the way, this wasn't a one-off. It happened every night during the three-night stay.
Jesus Christ. What? First of all, what an absolute arsehole the boss is. That awful. Is not cool behaviour. That's really shocking behaviour. Yeah. Really oppressive.
It's a bit psychotic,
isn't it?
It's
a bit psychotic, bit of a power move.
Yeah.
Bit like, fuck him, I don't care. Doing this, I'm pleasuring myself and I don't care.
Horrific.
Showing off, maybe. Oh, God.
Awful, isn't it?
Was it the same one every night?
I don't know.
Or was it some kind of thing he was paying for? Like, was it a pay for thing where you webcam?
Do you think he's like, well, maybe if I don't use up these minutes, I'll lose them? Is that how it works?
Hey, sorry, mate, but my voucher for this porn website runs out in there midnight tomorrow, so I'm just trying to get as many in as possible. Go to the bathroom.
I know. But she said at the end here, this is quite sad. I cannot look at this boss anymore without this horrific image, nor can I look his wife in the eye either.
So wasn't his
who,
wife.
Who, incidentally, was not the lady caller.
That's the juiciest bit.
I know.
Oh, my God. What would I do? See, arsehole Chris Ramsey, comedian and podcaster Chris Ramsey, who has no boss.
No filter.
And no boss to think of.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know, get up and flick him on the end of his dick. But obviously, if I go back in my head to when I was, in jobs that I had a boss...
I'd lie there and be mortified. You would, Chris.
I think, do you know what?
Would you get up and go to the toilet?
I think I would like either go like,
I don't think you'd care by the sounds of it.
I don't think you'd care either by the sounds of things, yeah. I don't know.
Tricky.
Or maybe like, sorry, what do you say there, Ross?
Just don't worry, you don't have to answer.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to put me in this exact scenario tonight. And this was like my revision. Am I all right? Do I not need to actually solve
fine.
This?
You're fine.
Oh, thank God for that.
Listen, you're staying out of bed the night.
Oh,
but
good.
I will be on top of the covers having a call at around about midnight.
Right. That's all right? Fine. Yeah. Okay.
Don't disturb us.
Good.
Thank you.
No, good. Can I flick you on the end of your dick?
I haven't got a dick, but you can...
Sorry?
Clit flick.
That's the worst. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Do you know how we were talking about the snip, which you still haven't got, a couple of weeks back?
Nah, can't remember that. No.
Got a letter from a bloke who had the snip, said it was fine.
Right.
But apparently, I'm not going to read the full story because it's a little bit long, but I just I found it quite amusing that because after you have the snip, you've got to get like ejaculate for 24 days and then send off a semen.
You've got to ejaculate for 24 days.
Yeah. Or over 3 months.
Are you?
Over 3 months, you've got to ejaculate 24. You've got to 24 times over a 3 month period. And then you've got to send off a sample so they can check that there's no like baby sperm there anymore.
Right.
Right. So you've got to like empty all of. Because if you got the snip.
Right.
And you'd ejaculate it 11 times and then we had sex, God forbid. And then
2 seconds. Yeah.
And then and it was still baby
so,
sperm unprotected.
Okay, I understand, right. So you've basically got to get rid of the stock.
Yeah.
You've got to get
over
rid of the stockpile.
Months.
So over 3 months time, you have to jack me 24 times over a 3 month period. That's gonna look good on the calendar, by the way.
Well, this is a really good idea.
Right.
So what he did was he bought a Christmas advent calendar and then every time he just had a little chocolate and then he knew.
Boot my snip tomorrow.
Yes.
That is absolutely class.
Isn't that genius?
That 24 times we had
an
advent calendar.
And listen, if you do it, I'll get the chocolate for you. I'll be like, have you had it? Have you done it? Here's a little treat.
That's going to be weird. Oh, yeah, no,
be horrible,
I don't like that at all.
But you could keep it under your bed. Keep it under your bed and just do it yourself.
No, do you know what? This has made me want to do it less now.
Right.
Because I don't want you monitoring how many times I've had a wank.
I don't want to know.
But Chris, you say it's the first of the month. You should be halfway through your quarter by now.
Let's look at that calendar.
It'll be horrible.
Do you know
I'm
what?
Not having that. You're already...
Well, listen, because it's took you so long to get it.
Right.
You haven't even got it yet.
Right.
You're only getting a picture one.
A picture calendar.
You'll get a Jesus picture one.
Oh, so just open the door and just get a little
just
picture
open the door,
and a thing. No chocolate.
And you'll see the Virgin
get
Mary.
Get us a Lego advent calendar.
Feel guilty. Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely not. There'll be no Lego calendar.
No, because then again, when you came in my office and there was another little Lego thing made, you'd be like, oh, dirty bastard.
Yeah, I would.
I'm not having that, like.
Right.
I'm not having my ejaculations monitored by you. Nah. Forget it. Forget it. Absolutely forget it.
Imagine if we had one for sex.
Chocolate would be out of date. Be all white. You know,
Stop it.
Chalky.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. We're so, so grateful that you come back every week. We really appreciate it. Shag Married Annoyed is part of the Acast Creator Network.
There we go. Didn't think it was going to happen, but there it is. Guys, do not forget the nationalcomedyawards.com or just Google National Comedy Awards and vote for us in the best podcast category.
Thank you.
With one of your emails or multiple emails. Totally up to you. Doesn't take very long. And we really, really would appreciate it. Thank you very, very much indeed. And we'll be back, as I said, in your ear canals, right up in them.
Ear canals.
Right stuck in, ramming it in next week. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.